This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Sorry. What on earth is Memphis doing? I mean, what a clown show. Oh, my God. Look at this. What on earth are you people doing? I mean, I honestly, you deserve this bully beatdown that you're getting. Congratulations to Dave Doran, NC State. Memphis is just absolute clown show. Thanks for showing up there, Memphis. We had texters send, we had multiple texters send the Jose Feliciano sting deal. And Ramona, you have now witnessed it and you have heard.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Absolutely, absolutely dreadful. And did I tell you about the looks on the face of Sting and his wife? I guess his wife.
Yeah, that's his wife. Yeah, they're both trying not to laugh. He's not doing a very good job of it.
No, he's torn between pain and laughter.
Yeah, he's like, she's kind of just smiling like, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do. She's like not even really smiling. She's like trying to smile a little, but she also has a little bit of the bitter beer face.
Like,
what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, and there's
what
a
do
lady
I do, Sting?
Next to him that's really getting into it.
Yeah, the one I talked about.
Yeah,
the bobbing her head like a doggy in the window.
Hands and everything.
Yeah, she's like completely immune. She, other than Jose Feliciano, she's the second most tone deaf person in the building. She has no friggin' clue.
The guy next to her is just kind of staring.
Yeah, he's like, what? But she's bobbing her head up and down with this big goofy smile.
Yeah,
ear to ear.
The guy next to her is too. They're all just.
Oh yeah, like this is the greatest thing ever. Like we have to acknowledge this because Jose Feliciano's like 80, and we have to say, you know, we have to act like.
And he's still good.
Right, and she actually thinks he is good, which is the real problem.
Yeah,
so you're completely tone deaf, and you're at a music event. You have no clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, it took like two notes to know that Jose Feliciano was not singing on key and was an unmitigated disaster, which it absolutely was. I mean, how did they choose him for this?
I don't know, because that's why I asked you if it was a Hall of Fame induction, because that's what they do when they induct people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Somebody else sings their song.
Yeah, usually living people.
He's not wearing a thing, so I don't know what this is.
Well, it seems like it's clearly some sort of dedication to Sting.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
That part is at least some sort of a song of. You know, I don't know. I mean, I have
but
no idea.
Why they would choose it? I haven't. I mean, he's like way from a long time ago.
Right. He's like way from a long time ago.
He had like one song.
He's like, yeah, his song is Feliz Navidad.
Yeah,
it's
Christmas
a Christmas song.
Yeah, and why they would pick him? They seem like they would have picked another person in the rock and roll realm, at least.
Right. Somebody who could hit the notes of that song.
Yeah, Sting is definitely looked like he's sitting on a poker.
Yeah, he's not. He is not happy.
Yeah.
He's not happy. He's like,
not.
And his wife is probably less happy. But the chick to their side, she's very happy because she thinks she's hearing the greatest version of the song she's ever heard because she's completely tone deaf. I mean, you talk about your unmitigated disaster.
Did you hear the woman when I was playing it? The woman next to Jose is no better.
Oh, I never got to that part before.
No,
I just heard it.
She's no better.
Yeah, that's even worse. So who is she?
I don't know. It's just
didn't Jose Feliciano actually have like a couple other hit songs at one point?
Oh, I don't know. I think the Christmas one's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he sing like a theme song for a sitcom didn't he do that?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. This is like, he's from like, you know.
Yeah.
Late
I mean, how you picked him? I mean, like I said, I didn't even know he was
80,
living.
And he is 80.
Yeah, right. I didn't even know he was alive. I mean, so, yeah, hey, we need somebody to do a Sting dedication. Okay. How about Jose Feliciano?
That's
19B. It's like exit 19B. How on earth did he come up with that? I mean, like, wouldn't there be like, seriously, wouldn't there be like, I don't know, a billion choices before you get to Jose Feliciano.
I mean,
he would be like a billion and one, right? When the first billion dry up, then you go to Jose Feliciano at a billion and one.
Some rock singer the same period as Sting or something. Not somebody that never made it that had one or two songs.
And somebody who can hit those notes and sing at the same tempo.
Yeah.
I mean, he turned it into a... What's that folk song by about riding in my car, Tracy Chapman? He turned it into Tracy Chapman or something.
Fast Car?
Yeah, that's it. Fast Car. Oh, Fast Car, which is like a slow song. By the way, she still performs that song.
Well, that's good.
That's
her one hit.
It's her one hit. It's why what's his face is still performing Walking in Memphis.
Yeah,
Mark Cohen. Yeah, Mark Cohen. He does a 2-hour version of Walking in Memphis. You come to his show, he does Walking in Memphis. He doesn't do any other songs. He just does Walking in Memphis for like 2 hours.
He doesn't do Running in Memphis or...
No, he's always...
You know, laying in the backyard in Memphis.
No, just Walking in Memphis. Just like a two-hour version of like Walking in Memphis. You come to his show and remember he called the show one day. We said we were having a one-hit wonder day and we played his song and remember he called the show. He took exception to the fact he only has this song. Now, I like this song.
Put on my blue suede shoes and boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking.
You know, I can sort of sing this song, but I'm not going to. But
okay, so I'm confused. I never paid any attention to the lead-in.
Yeah.
So he's talking about getting on a plane. All of a sudden, he's walking somewhere.
Yeah, he's in Memphis. He's in the land of the blues. He's in the land of the blues.
He's got his blue suede shoes on. I got that part.
Look, I like that song. I've always liked that song. I mean, you know, Chris from Captured, who sings our lead-in song, he hates that song. We used to play it to irritate him. But I like this song. I've always liked this song. Look, the man only has one hit. Leave him alone.
He just has one hit.
Right.
That was the problem.
He denies that. But he only plays that one song.
Somebody called and said that he does a show somewhere. So I don't know how long the show is if he's got this one song.
When?
So when we played this one day, somebody called.
It was him. He called.
Yeah, that was him?
Yeah, he called. Right. We know he called. He called and he said he had more than one song.
One hit.
And
some kind of, what do you call those things, dinner theater?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're no longer
on
the circuit.
Right.
You're playing in some piano.
It's like when you used to be a designer, a clothing designer, and you wind up on QVC hawking your goods.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
That's the dinner theater version.
Selling
that's right.
Candles
on the side. You wind up dinner theater when you can no longer fill an audience of 100. You wind up in the dinner theater.
And they're like all really old
stuff. That's right. So he plays Walking in Memphis really
over
slow.
And over. Maybe that's why.
But you know what the worst thing is?
What is the worst thing?
Cher remade that song.
She's old too.
Yeah, but look, man, listen.
Why?
First of all, I rarely. Okay, we don't like covers. Okay, we don't. We're not a fan of covers. Road Rage does not. It's rare, 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 rare. Los Lobos does some good covers, but rare. We don't like covers. We hate covers. You do covers, we hate you. You know, we if you dare redo Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, we hate you forever, Michael Bolton. We despise you. We hate
like
your guts.
Space.
We spit on your grave. We despise you. But Cher redoing Walking in Memphis is a little hard to understand.
Yeah, well, I mean, you go into, I want to do a classic song. I want to do somebody else's song. I want to do a classic song. How do you pick Walking Memphis?
Well, again,
I say her.
No, I can see redoing the song. I can't see redoing it because he actually did that song perfectly. Mark Cohen had one, he had his 15 minutes of fame, as Warhol said, and it was that song. He did it flawlessly, perfectly. It never needs to be remade by anybody. You're never going to do it as good as he did. You're just not. That's all yes. That's all yes. Leave the man alone, Cher. You have 8 million other awful songs.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, Cher. You're wonderful. Huh?
Some of her songs are bad.
Yeah. But, you know, like some of her music is fine, too. It's fine. But her redoing Walking in Memphis.
It didn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. She winds up like sitting on the bus steps, and then she's in a hotel room like.
Not walking in Memphis. No,
right. She's in a hotel room like dressed like Elvis.
Oh, you've seen the video.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in a hotel room dressed like Elvis, singing Walking in Memphis.
The white suit and everything?
Yeah, Elvis? I think it was. I don't know. Pull up Cher's Walking in Memphis. It's perfect. It's perfect Friday fair. In fact, play a little of that. Play a little of Cher. Play a little of Cher walking. We heard the original Mark Cohen Walking to Memphis. Again, he's still doing 2-hour concerts based on that one song. But
he's got a director's cut.
A director's cut?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means as far as that's concerned. All right, let's hit it. Let's share Walking
to
Memphis.
Well, no, it'll load with the commercial, so we'll have to let it go.
It will what?
The YouTube's going to load a commercial first. So
what are we going to do about that?
I don't know. You talk.
Okay. I talk through your commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In any case, so we're talking about how. How did we get on Mark Cohen and Walking to Memphis? How? Jose Feliciano.
Sting. Yeah.
Look at the rabbit hole we went down. Jose Feliciano doing Sting. I mean, Ramona, how bad does that sound? Okay. I mean, how bad an idea is it?
It's bad.
It's like if I said, okay. It's like I said, okay, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is finally going to put Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull in the Hall of Fame. We're going to have Jose Feliciano do Aqualung.
Yeah, it does. That would be.
Jose Feliciano doing Aqualung.
Yeah.
Sitting on a park bench.
He wouldn't even be able to sing that. You can't even sing the lead, and you have to get to. There's Mark Cohen singing Memphis.
Yeah, Cher.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, let's hear from Cher.
Yeah,
I
want to
hear from Cher.
All right. Same so far.
Yeah, same so far.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues. Middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me?
Sounds like she has a cold.
Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a girl can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.
Okay, I gotta I'm watching the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, she's talking about a plane and she's on a bus.
Yeah.
And she's dressed like a dude.
Yeah, she's dressed
okay,
like a dude.
Okay, so
yeah.
She gets to the hotel and she puts a picture up on of Elvis.
Oh, that's what it is.
On the wall.
Yeah.
And then she's like laying back on the bed looking at Elvis.
Yeah.
Do I really feel the way I feel?
I guess the rest of the
ghost of Elvis. Union Avenue. watched him walk right through.
Now see, this is a classic case, Ramona. One of these artists who's run out of songs. You know,
you're talking about Cher.
Yeah, run out of songs, absolutely. And you have to find something else to do. So you decide Walking on Memphis, which again, you can't beat that. Okay, that was Mark Cohen's one shining moment.
They have to ask?
Look, if you're Mark Cohen and no one's ever called you to ask you anything,
Cher, you probably could use the money,
right? And Cher says, "I'd like to record your song." You're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, you, yeah, Cher, yeah, yeah, absolutely." You
can director's cut.
Yeah, you can record my song. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Okay, so if that was painful to you, if you now are experiencing ear pain or head pain or neck pain, you need to call my friends at Ortho Laser Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. The phone number to relieve your Cher headache is 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001, Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. The website is recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive drug-free laser therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatments are suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery. It doesn't matter what the source of your pain is. It doesn't matter what your pain is. They can help you. Flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. Very important. That's you saying it. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for many patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries, discounts for veterans and first responders, cash, credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via a payment plan called SunBet. And though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost really reasonable given the benefit and your reduction in pain. So whether it's knee pain or hip pain or shoulder pain or neck and back pain or foot pain, hand and elbow pain, whether it's arthritic condition or chronic or acute or injury related, it just doesn't matter. They can help you. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Recoverwithlight.com. You will 100% thank me later. I'm telling you, Ramona, when they finally put Jethro Tull in the Hall of Fame, I'm going to nominate Jose Feliciano to do Aqualung. We have Jose sitting on a park bench in an old raincoat.
You know what Aqualung's about, right?
Yeah, eyeing little girls with bad intent, snot is running down his nose. Yeah, probably those things are already happening.
That would be a good idea.
Quick break.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western, and wow! Not sure what they'll love? Try a Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Jungle Room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis.
Hey, show hookers. Why Chase? This is y'all terrible. Stop. A texter Ramona says, "Where the crap is Memphis?"
I know, that's what he says
it's Memphis, you has-been.
Yeah. Now she's dressed up like Elvis and she's eating some kind of watermelon.
At some point. So they were showing hookers in the video.
Yeah, they were showing hookers.
We have 20 texts that are saying, we have 20 text messages saying, my ears are bleeding, please.
Memphis.
Stop. Yeah. Stop. Memphis. I've got to turn it off. Please make it stop. My ears are bleeding.
You know,
please make it
stop. Man. You know, these people, these has-beens, they need it when they get famous. They need to make sure they save their money so they don't have to embarrass themselves. Get 80.
Dexter's Orange Bill says she sounds like a 90-year-old sipping a brandy. That's true. Yeah. You know, Ramona, now that Turn it off. Please make it stop. The text said, thanks for that, Walt. My ears are still bleeding. This goes on and on and on. You know, Ramona, it occurs to me. You know how Los Lobos had that album where they did covers? Actually did well. They actually improved some awful songs. Like that Beach Boy, Hideous Beach Boy song, they made that.
The Sailor one?
Yeah. That, they made that sound good. You know, give them credit for that. So kudos to Los Lobos for finally, you know, somebody coming up with a covers. I think Jose Feliciano should do a covers album. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Him and Cher. They could do a duet.
No, I'm thinking Jose Feliciano sings Boston's More Than a Feeling.
Yeah, More Than a Feeling.
Can you imagine?
They could try walking in Memphis too.
Can you imagine can you imagine some of the notes in More Than a Feeling? The only guy who could ever sing that was the original Boston band front guy. That's the only guy who could ever sing it. The fake guys who came after him after he died, they just couldn't.
Somebody else. Oh, I didn't know that about him. Replaced him as a singer. I did not know that.
Yeah, the front man for that band, the guy who sang More Than a Feeling, he was unbelievable, and he's really the only person who could ever sing that song. The substitute teacher front man after he died, they were not the same. But Jose Feliciano, I'm sure he can sing it. Jose Feliciano.
He can get up there and sing
More
it.
Than a Feeling.
This video, I mean, she's having a blast singing this song. They're showing hookers, and they got some kind of 20-year-olds in a car looking
but,
at her.
There's a dilemma. There's a dilemma. You know what the dilemma is?
What?
That only I knew of it until today.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Nobody
it
ever knew no, that Cher did a cover of Walking in Memphis. Yeah. In fact, Alicia writes, "How on earth did you know that?"
And it was
one of those late Texter. YouTube nights.
Texter says Jose covering Stevie Nicks.
That's right.
Awesome.
What's that song she does about the one about she's getting old? What's that song?
Who's Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know her songs, but I don't know what they're called.
Yeah. That big hit she had, though, it was like in the last few years, I think.
I don't know. She's another one that's old.
Yeah, but you know, hey, look, you're a fan of the friggin' Rolling Stones, so don't talk about age, okay? Your old band is like decrepit.
That's a rock band. If you're going to sing by yourself, like Cher's supposed to be just a singer, stand up by herself. Jose goes out there by himself, and he needs to know how to do it.
What's that song? What is that song?
I don't know.
How about Jose Feliciano sings Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones?
There you go. I can't get no Satisfaction.
That's right.
There we go.
What else? What else can Jose Feliciano sing? What can he sing? I mean, since we're having him sing songs, how about Can't You See? Yeah, Landslide. That's it. Landslide. Yeah Jose Feliciano sings Landslide. Jose Feliciano.
Daddy, this is for you.
Jose Feliciano sings Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band.
Can't You See? Can't You See? Oh, yeah, that goes over.
Rod, how are you, Rod?
Oh, dear.
Good to have you, Rod.
Hey, we're doing great. Quick comment on what you're talking about, and then I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How about getting him to do his version of the Jingle Bells like the Indian dude does?
Yeah, Jingle Bells.
We need a Spanish version.
Yes, Jose Feliciano sings Jingle Bells.
And my question is this. I saw a meme. I don't know if it's true or not, so I thought I'd check with y'all. That the NFL said that one of the Panthers' catches that was overturned and their loss to the Saints was wrong. It should the Panthers did catch it. I'm not one for moral victories, and I keep telling folks, look, we lost that game because our penalties,
right.
And we lost that game. And I said, if we clean up our penalties and we let Bryce Young loose and let him do his things and our running backs and our receivers, we'll be fine. Am I right in that, or am I just way off base?
Ron, you might be. I mean, I think the jury is still out long term on Bryce Young. I don't, you know, he's still such a little dude, and you know, he. The problem is he has some games where he looks really good, and then he just reverts back to sort of old Bryce Young for a couple games, and I don't know. You've got to find some consistency with him. I think you're a well-coached football team now, so I think that helps. And moving forward, you know, look, one advantage you have is that division is not good.
Yeah. That's for sure.
So yeah,
it's anybody's ball game right now with Saturday or Sunday rolling around. What's the latest? Tampa Bay? They still banged up pretty good, or are they getting healthy?
No, well, they got a couple guys back, but they still have a lot of injuries, and they're not playing well. You know, they're fading down the stretch. Baker Mayfield himself has faded.
Yeah. I said he's kind of – you've been rooting for Baker Mayfield for a long time. I'd like to see him win one just for the sake of, you know, taking over after
yeah.
The GOAT.
Yeah, the Brady,
I don't know if he's going to be able to do it or not, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we want a Spanish version of Jingle Bells, and y'all have a great evening.
You too, Ron. Merry Christmas, Ron. Thank you. Texted Walt, stop. Please, the pain place closes soon. Stop playing the music. he said this before 5:30 that he can't get help. He can't get help from Ortho Laser because it's gonna be too late. What is this? Play the Jose Feliciano song, High Heeled Sneakers, and your opinion will change. No, I don't know what my opinion will change. Texter said, Sting and the Police, the most overrated band ever. Who cares? Texter said, oh, he's still saying this. High-heeled sneakers. He said his cover of The Doors, Light My Fire, is awesome. You know, you can't cover The Doors. The Doors are The Doors, and Jose Feliciano is not. He also says the song Save the Best for Last is Mark Cohen's best. No, it's not. It's just not.
Oh, he's got another one.
Yeah, no. Texter said, in Jose's defense, he can't read the notes. Yeah, maybe Can't You See is a bad
one. Oh, come on.
Maybe Can't You See. Maybe Can't You See was a bad choice. Oh, yes, Orange Bill with a duet with ZZ Top.
There you go.
Yeah. Jose Feliciano sings, I'm bad, I'm nationwide.
I'm bad, I'm really bad.
I'm bad. I'm really bad. They said Jose sings the Titanic song.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, they had it. They had it. It was Landslide. They had it. Yeah.
Yeah, Landslide. Yeah.
Tex said Brad Delk is the boss singer. That's right, Brad Delk. Yes, and it was never the same after he did More Than Feeling. All right, Ramona, we have to get the games. We have a lot of games to cover. The Jose Feliciano section of the show is now ended.
We can't. Sometimes you just can't help it.
That's right.
All right. The next one is Oklahoma and Alabama. Alabama's a 1.5-point favorite.
That's the next on our first 10 games?
Yes.
Okay. So.
And 11 people picked Oklahoma. You picked Alabama. You're the only one.
BS.
No, that's what it says there.
Really?
Yeah, you're the only one that picked Alabama. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't.
I am shocked at that. Honestly, I am more shocked at that than any that we've ever gone over. I can't believe that game is it's like a 1-point game. The spread's like 1 point. How can the picks be 11-1?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Wow. So you picked Oklahoma.
I did.
And everybody else picked Oklahoma.
Yeah, they did.
I am stunned. You know, and the funniest thing is, Ramona, the guy who's disparaged Alabama more than anybody else is me.
You.
Yeah, right. I'm
That's
the one who's
I'm
attacked
saying.
Them all season long.
I didn't
long.
Expect that you did that.
No,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, look.
You don't even like DeBoer.
Well, I don't, and I don't like that team, and I think Simpson's right. carried Richie them all Bill. Year, and right. I think they faded down the stretch for the reason that I cited before the year. They had no running game, so I didn't like them. Now, Simpson
it's
turned out
going to be 2 points.
Simpson turned out to be better than I thought. What's the spread?
1.5.
And who's the favorite?
Alabama, 1.5.
Alabama's a 1.5-point favorite on that?
Yes.
I think that switched to Oklahoma in real life. But I when you look at that game... you know, you look at the first game, and it was played in Tuscaloosa, but Alabama turned it over at least 3 times. And I thought really fueled a lot of what Oklahoma did. Now, that could happen again, I guess. And Oklahoma is sort of living off creating turnovers now. But I don't trust them either. I mean, they don't have much of a run game. Mateer hasn't been great. You have basically have one receiver. So I don't think they're a dynamic team at all. And if they don't get the benefit of the three turnovers, do they beat Alabama? I don't think they do. I mean, I actually think Alabama wins this football game. I am shocked at the breakdown, though, of 11-1. Regardless of the opinion, I'm just shocked that it came out 11-1. I thought it'd be 6-6 or something of that sort. Plus, I thought, you know, half these people are Alabama lovers, but apparently no love for you. Get just coal in your stocking, Alabama, because 11 people say you suck, and look, 12 say you suck. I think you suck. I think you get whooped next game if you win. But I am shocked that 11 people picked Oklahoma. Oklahoma's had no offense all year, and maybe they're a little better now. Maybe they're a little better now, but I don't know. I'm like stunned at that. Ramona, I have the same look on my face right now that Sting's wife had during that, or that Sting had during yeah. Jose Feliciano's. Yeah. I have that same look. I'm shocked. I don't get it. I'm very, very surprised. I did not see that coming. I really thought it would be like 6-6, 7-5. I'll bet you people had to think about that. Like, I bet they didn't come to a quick conclusion on that game, but somehow they all wound up in the same place. So, we'll see. I'm okay being the lone wolf. I like that role, so I'll take that. I'm going to call that my catch-up. I'll do better now. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and I want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has some strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance, so don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Look, don't let trees endanger your life or your property. I know that there are times you think, well, I can't afford to do this. There are also some things in life you can't afford not to do. One of them is have Brian Franklin remove any tree that threatens your life or property. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. By special request, Ramona, when we come back, we will be rejoined with Jose Feliciano singing Sting.
This Sunday, the Clemson Tigers are taking the short drive up I-85 to play a neutral site contest against Cincinnati in the Bon Secours Arena in Greenville, a tough Big 12 opponent in Cincinnati. And with this being the final non-conference game of the year, the Tigers look to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 2:30 with tip-off at 3. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
It's bow time.
two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
What happened to my guitar? The volume went down. There we go. Thank you. Okay.
You just cut it off. It was playing. It was playing. You just cut it off.
Oh, that was it?
Yes, it was playing.
I didn't even know that was it. Okay, well, y'all want to hear
No, 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 no. No, the time has passed.
I didn't
No,
hear
it was playing,
anything.
Yeah. Jose was just getting warmed up. He was just getting his voice warmed up because he wanted to hit all those sting high notes. Yeah.
I honestly didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. I have a very funny story that I see right now. This actually came up 4 hours ago, but there's no way I can tell this on air that Ben Milstead will still be living after he hears it. He'll drive off a road, he'll crash and burn something. I guess I'll have to skip that. That'd be one of those, Ramona, where I go back and forth as to whether I should actually say this on air. And then you always tell me, well, you know, if you're actually thinking about it that long, you probably shouldn't. Well, I guess I probably
should. Oh, yeah. If you have an issue with it.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't personally. I don't have an issue, but the rest of the world might. I'm not on satellite radio, so I'm going to have to skip that one. What else? What else we have? We have Alabama, Oklahoma, and first of all, who are the other losers who picked Memphis other than me? Who are the other idiots who picked Memphis?
Oh, let me go back.
Yeah, let's go find out the idiot club. Let's find out what other idiot besides me picked Memphis. Right. Who the other idiots were.
I got to go back to that. Hang on.
Yeah. Take your time. It's not like we're on live.
Well, I mean.
No, it's no worries.
We already passed that one.
No.
I got all sorts of things here.
Oh, yeah. I understand. You're a busy lady. Yeah, I get
all right. Okay. Yeah. You mean Memphis and NC State?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Memphis is Morgan and Mike and Ben and you and me.
Oh, the idiot club. So there's the idiot club. There's the idiot club of five.
They lost badly.
Yeah. Thanks for that. You're part of the club, so don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
Yeah, you're part of the idiot club, so yeah.
But I'm. You know.
Hey, look. Even Nick got that one right.
Even Nick.
Well, Nick had all five previous wrong. Even Nick got that one right.
Oh,
and the
he
idiot
got that
club.
One right, yeah.
Yeah, the idiot club.
What about the Oklahoma one?
That's
on
yeah. It's tonight. That's tonight. A big game. Big game. I have to get that. Given, I think Sam got the NC State game right. Then did he also get Western Michigan?
Let's see. Yeah, he did. Against Kennesaw State?
He has Western Michigan?
Yeah, he does.
So he's unbeaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know. I'm saying yeah to you. Is it true? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he's 6-0.
Oh, good.
Not good. It's not good. He can't be. He needs some agony of defeat in there.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's not
well,
good. No. No, 6-0 is not good. We have to root against
him.
Well,
he picked Oklahoma, but so did everybody else but you.
That's good. I need that. So he'll be 6-1 after tonight. And then we're going to have to start listening to how Alabama is now a threat to win the national championship. If Alabama beats Oklahoma, the next thing you'll hear is they're a threat to win the national championship. They got their whole act together, and, you know, Herb Street will be singing their praises left and right. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bond insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Now, Ramona, Gilstrap comes out to your house about every 10 years. I want you to tell me two things. One, what Gilstrap has done for you, and two, your views on Brian Gilstrap.
Oh, okay. The deal is with me and Gilstrap. It's the first time they came out. I had to have my I had a satellite installed, and the person that installed it.
Ne'er-do-well.
A ne'er-do-well.
Box of rocks.
box of rocks. They didn't seal the hole that they made in the roof in the roof when they put the satellite on.
Yeah, untakeable.
So he went up and did that. While he was up there, he unclogged my vents because they were clogged. Okay, fast forward 10 years later.
Yeah.
I have some other issues with some mold on the ceiling and things like that. And
water
so
coming
I called
down
him
the
up,
wall.
And he came out, his representative came out and took a bunch of pictures, and they fixed everything. They fixed my vents, and everything is great now. And I don't know if I've said this on the air before. While they were doing my roof, I had to ask him a question. I called him up. He said, I need to call you back because he was at a charity event.
How about that?
I don't know if he'd want me to say that, but that's where he was at the time.
Yeah.
So, you can't get up on your roof. I can't get up on my roof. I don't know what to look for. You know that he's so good. And he's going to be honest, and you know that he's going to go up there, and he's not going to see a bunch of stuff that's not up there.
And that's
and
you know,
didn't do that to me. He could have came down and said, you know what, you need a whole new roof. Yeah. I mean, my house is pretty old, and he didn't do that. So
You know, that's how you stay in business 90 years, and your family has such success is because you do the right things by people. 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. That's the number. Gilstrap Roofing, trust me, you'll thank me later. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, Ramona, let's move on. with the game. So I have Alabama and everybody else is Oklahoma. That's I don't know what the biggest stunner there is, that 11 other people picked Oklahoma or that I picked Alabama. Because
well, what is your thought process on that?
In the game in Alabama, I picked Oklahoma and was right.
Oh, you mean when they played before?
Yeah. What my thought process is that I watched the game and Oklahoma benefited from 3 Alabama turnovers. Alabama.
Oh, so you're okay.
I just don't think they're going to get 3 turnovers again. And I think Simpson will play well. And I think Alabama has the better quarterback. And so I think they're going to win the game. I mean, I don't want them to win the game. I'll be rooting for Oklahoma. And I'm not the biggest DeBoer guy, and I don't really like this Alabama team. And the reality is I don't care who wins this game because the winner's going to lose to Indiana anyway. So I who wins this game is really of no consequence. But I just think having watched the first game, I thought Alabama was actually the better team, and Oklahoma desperately needed the turnovers to win the game. So are they, and they have been generating turnovers. Are they going to generate 3 more turnovers against Alabama? If they are, they'll win. If Oklahoma generates 3 more turnovers, they'll win. But what if they generate 1 more turnover? Are they going to win? I don't think they are. We'll see. I mean, I've made some Alabama plays on underdog on I took Simpson's over. I took Ryan Williams's. Our Simpson's higher. I took Ryan Williams's higher. I took that degenerate kicker they have, that worst character in college football, guy who screams at his own guys and blames everybody else for all of his faults. I have never seen a kicker behave that way. That kicker.
The kicker?
Yeah,
that
kicker that Alabama has is a complete a-hole.
You should be glad that you're on the field.
Oh, yeah, especially him.
On the field the whole time.
Right, especially him. Because, again, he blames all his misses on other people.
There's no interaction with him. The
right.
person, well, I guess he blames the guy. The
holder.
Out. I guess it's laces out.
Yes. I am surprised that no laces other out. Alabama player has just woodshedded him at this point.
He goes out there on the field, and the only person within any close to him is the guy holding the ball. So, but he blames everybody else. What does everybody else flinch?
Oh yeah, trust me. If Alabama, if he misses a field goal and Alabama loses because of him, watch what happens tonight. What if Alabama loses because that dork misses a field goal? Watch what happens to him.
He'll go on and talk about the Heisman Committee.
Yeah, I have never seen a kicker behave the way this dude does on the field ever. I mean, it's like he has a screw loose. I mean, it's just insanity. You Alabama people, you know what I'm talking about. When you Alabama people get in, tell me about your kicker. Tell me, what his issues are. All right, Ramona, what's next?
The next one is Miami and Texas A&M. Miami, Texas A&M is a 3.5-point favorite, and it's Miami 8-4.
Really? So we're all ACC. Texas A&M is what?
A 3.5-point favorite.
Okay. What's the breakdown is 8-4.
Uh-huh.
Who are the A&M people?
I took Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And Mike and
what was your rationale here?
I don't know.
That's a good start.
I was thinking that Miami's not going to win.
Okay, for any particular reason?
That's why.
Oh, that's why. That is the reason. That's the particular reason.
That's the reason.
That you were thinking Miami's not going to win.
Because they're not going to win.
Okay, well, that makes sense in your world. So I took Miami. I just think, this is a 3.5-point line?
Yes.
Yeah, I took Miami just thinking that even if Texas A&M wins, they're not winning by more than 3. And I think it's going to be a very close.
So it's going to be real close.
I think a very close competitive game. And I'm leaning toward Miami winning. I think that it's like 27-24, something of that sort. And honestly, I just think Miami has better players. I think Miami, when you look at the talent on the two respective rosters, I think Miami has better players. Now, some might think that Elko has an advantage over Cristobal. I'm not one of those people. I think Cristobal has done a tremendous job at Miami doing the things I thought he would do, rebuilding that team from the inside out, which he has done a magnificent job of. So, I think Miami also wants to prove their worth and prove they belong. You know, there's a lot of argument about who made it and who didn't and who belongs and who didn't. And I think Miami's going to show up ready to play. I'm not worried about the 110,000. I'm not worried about any of that. I think Miami can handle that. And Miami's got a bunch of round one draft picks on that team. And I sort of expect the round one draft picks to show up, especially after A&M's offensive line did some talking. Watch for Mr. Bain to show up tonight. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists here. Trust the local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, cantycanfixit.com, and you'll be all set. How about that? And did I say tonight? Obviously not tonight. Quick break. We will be right back. We'll continue this conversations and go over the rest of the bowl slate.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the